So therefore, now I can imagine how fortunate we are. So you see, by my Dharma, it's like, you know, so some miraculously, miraculously, surprisingly, you know, how to say, surprisingly. Oh, something, you know, unimaginable. Okay, so, yeah. So now, yeah, when you chant this mantra, remember all the offerings is performed. All the offerings in the house here upstairs, you know? Here. Remember. All the offerings. And then, then you see, so at your house, in your garden, or whatever you see offerings there, remember that. Because then, if whatever offering at your garden or I mean the flower, or whatever at house, if you do that light offering, whatever, then that becomes, you see, by chanting this mantra, become numberless. You see, fill the whole sky. You see, to each Buddha Buddha Sabha. So can't imagine that. Unbelievable. Yeah. To each Buddha Buddha Sabha. This is very unbelievable, powerful. All objects, Buddha Sabha, Buddha, numberless. So. You know, they are most powerful. Yes, I mentioned some times ago. So I mentioned today. There's a there's a guru. Then there's a deity. You know, there's Buddha, Bodhisattva, the Arahata, Dakadagni, Dharma protectors. However, did it? So the as I mentioned, so the highest. Most powerful is the Guru, as I already explained the other day. So that, that's the most. So now with Guru, of course, you know, what is visualized or actual offering, the most extensive merit, the greatest merit is required. So that's okay. So therefore, when we make offering to Buddha, Buddha, Sabhas, to the deity, your personal deity, I think always Guru. Think always Guru is my offering there. Quite most of that. So then Tantra practice, also yourself is deity, Guru deity, you see, they may offering. Yourself is Guru deity, you see, in Tantra practice. So collect every single offering, you see, most of the merit you collect. Yes. So that's how the practice in Tantra. We are able to see what the Guru was quite unbelievable. So the cool way to pacify the dualist to view, see. Okay, so now, okay, now, yeah, do a chat, do that. So you think, not only all these offerings, okay? Now, when you chant mantra, you think all the extensive offerings in the appendix center, you are allowed to offer. You don't have to have an image, or you don't have to see how the offering is set up. You know, each center, you see. You know, you don't have to see all the gomba how and how the offerings. You don't have to see, you know, whether they're small or they're big. You don't have to see. So you just think all the excess offerings, all the appendix center gomba. So you can offer every day, any time. So whenever you do a practice offering, you remember all that. What you should remember is the house where I live in America, after California, after this house. So there's all the flowers outside. Sometimes maybe less. So anyway. All the flowers outside, inside, and all many, so many thousands of large offerings, so many large offerings, and then food offerings, all that you can offer, anytime. Whenever you do practice offering, you remember that. And then in Washington, I met up a people and retreat, let's just say, flowers outside, I planted many silk flowers, and And then John planted it. That he turned the echo flowers. John the monk, yeah. So planted the echo flowers. I planted the sun flowers. Because you don't put water, they don't get eaten by the deers. Then the deers, they can, you know. So many flowers, you know, so many thousands like of water, tears, all like that. So you get thinking, every time when you make an offering, remember those two places. And so this is what I request you. Okay? So the you know, offered by Sanghas, most by nuns, monks, that's not a lay person. So I'm mentioning this is what you can do. You can offer any time, see, that that at your own place, you don't have much space to make offering, or your time to make offering, you don't have much space. You should make offering. Should make offering at your home, whatever, you know, eating seven water bowls. Whatever space, whatever you can do, whatever time you spend. Good, but so that other than that, so we see what extensive offering you can do, could offer, especially these two places. So this I've been requesting last week, and introducing to others, what is it, you know, the student in the PMD or outside the PMD, anybody can offer, you see. So it's an unbelievable great thing. From one offering, or from Buddha, can imagine, how to go to heaven, but one tiny flower, I mean, how much benefit the person gets is incredible. That's one tiny small life, see. So now there's so many. So then you offer all the extensive offerings in all the Epimus Center Gomba, okay? You can offer. So like that. So especially you don't have time. Jobs, maybe, see. So now, now we're going to be happy. So when you chant the mantra, you think all those offerings. Then, you see, then they become numberless. You know, offering to each of the Sapa, one of. Okay? So they're very, very important to memorize. The prayers, the basic one. At least the basic ones. So. Ama nama bhagava jembeta sarabhama dhanaya tatagatai arahate sanya sambhutaya ataya da Ama beze beze maha tenza manza maha beze beze maha bodhi tisa beze maha bodhi menda basanta mana savaka maha varana bishadana benzaya suho Om Namo Bhagavate Vyasasara Pama Dhanaya Tata Gataya Arahate Sanyas Vinci Vinci Mahatinci Mahatinci Vinci Mahatinci Mahabodhi Tita Vinci Mahabodhi Mata Pasanta Manabha Saka Mahavarana Vishadana Vinsaya Soho So, by the power of this mantra, even if you don't think, just by reciting that this mantra, by taking the offerings, and whatever, visualize what you do before, by the power of this mantra, each Buddha, Bodhisattva receives skies of offerings, okay? That matter, that power. Now the next one, words of truth, that one you have to visualize, you know? So, one hundred thousand billion zillion, how much you have to fill the whole sky, the offering. How much you visualize, then that much they receive. Then how much you have, how many you visualize, they actually receive. It should appear to them. Okay? So, there's the normal short version, there's a, I do the longer version. So, somebody must have that to copy, so might have to, everybody can get that one. The additional one. But that can be recited in, that can be recited in your own language, not necessarily Tibetan. So here, Nabrata Buddha Bodhisattva, he received sky filled with various offerings. Okay? then by thinking that, it actually appeared to them, okay, with his path. Kuncho sumjiya tenpa ta sangjiya ta changcho sanpa tamjiya je chinjiya lava sonjiya yongso sope ngata chenpo ta chujiya yenambara ta se samjiya mekya pe topjiya cho juna shibiya sangjiya ta changcho sanpa tamjiya je chenna pava jangpa ta kuncho sanpo la so Nāmbārā trīvē chēvē tīngjī pōngbō samjē mēcā vā sēmē shēvā Nāngātā nyāmbā chūngā chūrē chū Is it English there? Or Spanish? Okay, now invocation. So when you take, normally when you take advanced practice, it's good to, you can do this, you can ask. So you can offer, you can do this by, or from beginning of refuge, you can do by while you're standing, and hold incense in the hand, especially with the invocation, also see, like that, when you do it, particularly when you do invocation, but you can hold incense from beginning. Just more offerings, see. There's is maybe from India, in the Buddhist time in India, Magadha Sangmo, this lady, must be near Buddhagaya, I think. Magadha Sangmo, from Magadha place, I think. She was a Buddhagaya, somewhere around there. So anyway, her husband is a Hindu, and she's Buddhist, and so she wanted a Buddha, she wanted to invite Buddha at her home. So she made clean the place clean, she made lunch to offer Buddha, Buddha's disciples. So the husband said, no, Buddha won't come. And she said, we'll come. So she made everything ready. Then she stood outside with while holding incense in hand to see Magadha Sangmo, the wife, you see. Then they recited this prayer. So she chanted this outside. Disciples came first. And so Arhatas came. They were riding on different animals with unbelievable glowing, by flying, between the mountains and the river. Yeah, so they came. So the husband said, is it Buddha? So she said, no. Then another one came, unbelievable. Then she said, is it Buddha? She said, no. So the disciples came first, then the last one, Buddha. So they made offering. Yeah. So this chanting, Madhusim, the invocations from her, so this is used. So now you should know that Nambalis Buddhas, they're looking at you, they're seeing now what you're doing. You know, you're making off whatever you're doing, they're seeing all the time. They're right in front of you all the time. It's just at the moment we don't come to see. Like that. But when you, after you exercise bodhicitta, renunciation bodhicitta, then you enter this five path to enlightenment, path of merit, small path of merit, middle path of merit, greater path of merit. When you achieve the greater path of merit, at that time you see numberless Buddhas. That time you see numberless Buddhas, okay? Nimana has been. Oh, so like that. Then of course, when you achieve the rational path, you see all the Buddhas, some aspect. Then when you achieve enlightenment, then you become one with all the Buddhas. You become, mentally, you become one with all the Buddhas, number of the Buddhas. Okay? Yeah. So you should know that. So that is Zen. You know, you become the Guru, you become one with all the Buddhas, Zen. And also, you become the Guru, it's Zen. So because you see, the ultimate guru, that is the, you know, all the Buddhas, the wisdom, see, the Dhammakaya. So then, that time your mind becomes Dhammakaya. All Buddhas for the mind Dhammakaya, so Buddhas are become guru, okay? There's Buddha, guru as an absolute guru and a conventional guru, so that. So then, here, the meditation is so all those offerings which I mentioned. Then also you can visualize, you get visualization. You see the whole sky filled with those offerings. Then you all these offerings here, everything. Then you offer to the merit field. You know like that. Okay? So here taking my precepts. So so then there's the actual lama. Then you see everything. You think that. Oh, one is the Buddha, you, from your side, you see. It's not saying I'm Buddha, but from your, it's meditation, you see. Practice, you see. So then, that is all the Buddha, number the Buddha, number the Dhamma, number the Sangha, it's everything there. You see, make offerings for that. So, what are you taking even there's not actually guru giving you on the see, but you visualize, see. Guru then think that all the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you know, all the Guru Dhamma Sangha, that's everything, then make offering to that. Or you think, you know, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha right here, you know, all the major field, then that's Guru, you see, the aspect of Buddha, you see the, but the essence then, you know, that you see the, with that meditation, see, Guru Yaha mind, you make offerings. Okay, so that. So this is what say meditation the whom you offer this time here, yeah, like that, okay. That's that sort of yeah. It's very important that when you may offering the think of all the natural bliss, and then by offering all offering natural bliss. You know, by offering generative bliss in the day of holy mind. So that's very important, see. The meaning of offering is pleasing the whole, yes. So, pleasing the whole mind. The puja. Puja. The offering is the very meaning of that is the pleasing the whole mind. Okay. So the generative bliss in the whole mind. Okay. Yeah, see, now invocation. Special technique to one procession, even one procession, began means collecting unbelievable sex marriage, you see. Numberless cause of enlightenment and liberation of samsara happening in Vrindavan. So you, as a many body you have, you know, see, cover the whole ground. So this is same when you actually do actual procession, same. And you are sitting, if the chastalo is a procession, same. The visualization is same, okay? That. Then when it's next word offering, then I explain all the offerings, so offer you up all that, okay? Starting from here. Then next one is a confession. All the nidhikamas, the collectors, otherwise. I'm confessing individually, okay? Everything's totally purified. All the various nidhikamas come totally purified, okay? Think that. Then, I'm collecting from beginningless birth. Not only today, not only this life, from beginningless birth, okay? Then the end. Then. Okay, I'm going to do that. Numberless body lay down, fill the whole ground, okay? Four directions for that, towards the marriage field. You see? Process towards the marriage, you see? The mental clean, completely clean, pure. The next one, rejoicing. So, I'm not going to mention much. See, just feel great happiness, okay? How wonderful it is, see? And by remembering all the past marriage, from beginning to now, and future marriage, then think, collected by yourself, see? Feeling happiness. Without merit, no success, no happiness at all. At all, nothing you can do. So the merit is so precious. And then, all this precious merit, humble precious merit collected from beginning to birth, and now and the future. So, how happy I am. So how happy I am, you can count that, you see. The same, each time then you feel happiness in the heart. Oh, how wonderful it is. This is how to rejoice. Then after that, you feel all the sentient beings, okay? If you include Bodhisattva, all the three time melts. Ah, how wonderful is it? Wonderful, from where they get all the happiness up to now. Then after that thing, Buddha, okay? Like that, all the three time happens, okay? So mentally, until now. The next one is a question to sort of stabilize to the Buddha's Vinyamanaka aspect. The gurus and Buddhas of the Nimanaka spirit. Oh, the question to stabilize. Then next one. Then you visualize golden throne. A double vase in front and eight snow lines round. They signify the qualities. Buddha's throne like this, they all signify called the Buddha. They think they're four fearlessness the quality, the four. Yes, really. Anyway, the eight, I think, the snow lines, there's eight, each place, the two, see. They're all. I think eight richness or something. You know, there's all qualities in us. What Buddha says. So you're holding the hand or offering, you see. The absorbed strong, okay? Absorbed question. Then the meditative field accepted your request, in peace, in silence. You know, happily accepted, you know, okay? Then, next one, requesting Dharma will. So you hold Dharma Chakra, 1,000 spokes, radiating golden Dharma Chakra, 1,000 spokes, radiating. But when you do this, if you can visualize yourself numberless and holding these things over them, then unbelievable man, you see, okay? Yeah, so do that. The last one, dedication, okay? And do this as a, right? You can think all the past, present, future may be described by you, by others, okay? May achieve an ultimate person, then it's good. But in the seal of the end is, okay, so now we do that. Maybe then do three proposition, okay? The Lama, or the Buddha, with the meditation, say, Lama gives the King Sakyamuni, the Buddha, okay? That everything. Buddha could your mind, then, and all the, say, Buddha Sapas. then you can sit on chair or cushion. So maybe just very short motivation to take place. The advanced pursuits. So think the at this time I have received the perfect human body, which is the human body which is 18 precious qualities. 18 precious qualities. 8 freedom, 10 endowments, 10 richness. Each one is a wish feeling. Each one is unbelievable, you see, like wishful jewel, you see. I mean, more than that. Each one is more precious than the sky filled with the wish crown jewel, okay? Because even your own that many wish crown jewel, you see, that alone doesn't make you to stop. Rebirth the lower realm and get higher rebirth. It doesn't help, you see. It doesn't help. It's just only material possessions, whatever you pray, and then you get there, but not other things, okay? And then that doesn't help also to achieve liberation from samsara. And that doesn't help to achieve enlightenment, okay? But you have this perfect rebirth, which is 18 precious qualities, you see. So the, then you are able to achieve, stop rebirth the lower realm and achieve happiness of future lives, pure land, to be born pure land, happiness of future lives, thereby even rebirth, so forth, all the many things, you see. you are able to achieve happiness of future lives. So the human body, which is 7 results to attain the path to liberation, enlightenment, okay? And also you are able to achieve human rebirth, which has the 8 rapid aspect that Lama Tsongkhapa highly recommended. A quick success in attaining the path to enlightenment, liberation, enlightenment, okay? Having added up an aspect of the human body. Then you can achieve also the 4 human body, which is the 4 Mahayana Dharma wheels. And there you have all the conditions, you see, that to practice, you know, Dharma, the Naruto Sutra, but also Tantra, and achieve enlightenment quickly, you see. So any of these you can achieve. Pure land, to be born pure land, to become enlightened there, all this. Yeah. then you see, if you practice Dharma with the, see, by practicing Dharma with this body, you see, then with the 18 qualities, okay? Then you see liberation from samsara, and on top of that, you achieve enlightenment, you know. Okay, then you liberate the number of centimeters and bring them to enlightenment. So that's what you can do. With each freedom, each richness, okay? what benefit you get from each of those is this. All this happened in future life. And the liberation of samsara, full enlightenment, okay? And then liberate all centimeters, then enlightenment, okay? So each freedom, each richness, you have, from each one, this is what you get. So therefore, each freedom, each richness, you know, there's African tenderness. For each one is a much more precious than the whole sky filled with the zillion-dollar, trillion-dollar gold, diamond, even Vujulana jewel. All those value is nothing compared to this, each freedom, each richness you have, okay? So think that. So, humble, precious. So